Individual Responsibility, MS-6307, July 9, 1907. I have a message to bear to our church in every place. There is a matter that should be clearly understood by all. Every soul who claims to be a Christian is to bear the responsibility of keeping himself in harmony with the guidance of the Word of God. God holds each soul accountable for following for himself the pattern given in the life of Christ, and of having a character that is cleansed and sanctified. I am bidden to say that the work of following the guidance and direction of men is a mistake from beginning to end. God now calls for genuine conversion on the part of those who have taken up the work of telling other men just where they shall go and how they shall labor. No man has been delegated by God to act as a dictator to his fellow laborers, telling them what is their duty. For this is assuming by weak and erring man that which belongs to God alone. Our brethren should refuse to accept such responsibility, for by taking such a course they are teaching men to seek the direction and guidance of man instead of the control and guidance of God. Our Christian activity is to be greatly increased, and in this work the Lord is to be the guide and counselor of his servants. One great object in the mission of Christ was to establish in every believer a sense of the guiding and controlling power of God. This lesson is to be repeated again and again. No greater injury can be done to our churches than for members to be taught to look to their fellow men for guidance. And there is no man so humble in heart and so respectful of his brethren that he can safely take upon himself this work. The grace of humility is rare in these times. But he who possesses it will reveal the grace of Christ in word and spirit and action. We need individually to seek the Lord until we find him, and then to follow on to know the beauty of his character. Christ invites his believing people, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The worker who responds to this invitation will have a correct estimate of his individual duty. Ellen G. White.